Welcome to this Lenten podcast focusing on the story of Jesus as told to us by Mark. May we see ourselves in Jesus' story, and may we find inspiration from the Word of God.
Hello, I'm Michelle Edwards, a member of First Lutheran, and today I'm reading from Chapter 5 in the Gospel of Mark, verses 21 through 34. When Jesus had crossed again in the boat to the other side, a great crowd gathered around him, and he was by the lake. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet, and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him. And a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had. And she was no better, but rather grew worse. She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease. Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you. How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease." This passage in Mark gives us quite a bit of insight into Jesus. We see him in the role of teacher, leader, and healer. We see his priorities, his patience, and his compassion. He gives us such a good example of how to manage the many demands we have on our own time and attention. The story starts with Jesus utilizing time management skills. He was on one side of the Sea of Galilee and crossed to the other by boat. This gave his body and mind a rest, as he didn't have to walk and he didn't have to make the journey surrounded by people. As soon as he came ashore, however, there they were, all the people who wanted a piece of his time and attention. He's so patient with everyone, immediately talking and teaching, meeting the needs of the people, even while showing his disciples how to do ministry. This is multitasking. Then Jairus comes, a leader in the local church, an important man. He pleads with Jesus to leave what he's doing, come to Jairus' house, and heal his daughter. He begs Jesus, and Jesus prioritizes. This little girl is very sick. She needs immediate help, and her father needs to help her. Jesus starts on his way to the little girl's house. The crowd of people, unwilling to give up their time with Jesus, follow along. Suddenly, Jesus stops in the road and asks who touched his clothes. His disciples obviously thought this was a strange question for a man in the middle of a crowd, but Jesus knew something else was going on, and a frightened, shaking woman falls at his feet and confesses all. She touched his clothes with purpose, out of great need for healing from a 12-year sickness, and in utter belief that just that tiny touch would be her salvation. She may have thought, "I don't need to bother the teacher. He doesn't need to spend time with me and with all the important things he has to do. But maybe he won't mind. Just a bit of his power is all I need." And she was right. She was healed. But now perhaps the teacher did mind. Maybe she was in trouble. But no, Jesus shows the depths of his compassion by comforting her, confirming that she is healed, but telling her it was her own faith that made it possible. He lifted up this lowly, sickly, frightened woman by praising her faith in front of all the crowd, taking time despite the urgency of his current purpose. He cared about her as an individual, every bit as much as he cared about the important church leader. Let's pray. Father God, as we go through our busy lives, help us to recognize what's important, to be aware of the needs of those around us, and to have the wisdom to stop what we are doing sometimes to take care of something more important. In Jesus' name, Amen.